T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. What a night! It was in Atlanta. It was. What a night it was in Atlanta. Again, for Brent Rooker. It's kind of crazy. We've been talking a lot of baseball to lead off these shows of late, and Brent Rooker's making us talk about it. A Memphian. So it's for good reason. He shines for a second consecutive night and was very close to winning the MVP of Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. I mean, he was close to doing it last night. NL ends up getting the win in a swing-off. First time we've ever seen it. Obviously, our man Rooker participated. This was after he started the comeback for the AL. So congratulations again. We're doing it every day. Respect burgers every day to Brent Rooker and his family. He feeds the babies, and then he goes out and hits home runs. Almost nearly helps the AL to a win. Another great night for him. We'll get to that. Also very important out in Vegas. For those that, God bless them, you stayed up to watch it, you saw it. Grizzlies lose 96-84 to the Warriors in Summer League. Yes, Summer League. However, you do have rotation guys out there playing. And so, yes. And let's be real, too. You have your head coach out there. That's your head coach.
Your coach.
Chuamas Isalo. Do we use the pronunciation anymore? There it was. Brad hadn't gotten tired of laying off that thing yet. And until we're comfortable saying that name.
Until he gets fired.
Damn. Who's the Grim Reaper around here? Me when it comes to Corso and Lawler, or you when it comes to coaches like Silverfield and now Tuamas Isalo?
Well, I just get on record here.
He's on record. Yeah, that's Brad Carson.
Did y'all see the game last night?
We saw it. Executive producer on the ones and twos, the boss around here, program director number one in the country and number one in your hearts. John Martin's on the other side of me. Sir, how are you? Repping the Skybox and Let It Fly today.
Rest in peace, Let It Fly. It was a great bar. I love Let It Fly. I miss it. I do. It had the setup.
I think the one in the Dakotas show is doing very well.
Omaha.
Killing it.
No, but the one in South Dakota, to your point, and I think Omaha, I think it has the same layout. It's like two stories, bro. It's crazy.
Like the old Jillian's.
Yeah, it's 100%. It's like Peabody Place, bro. 100%. But yeah, it was a great spot. You know, we don't have that many sports bars. I mean, we have
Max's.
We have Max's downtown, which is expanding, which is great. We love that.
Awesome.
But it's downtown. I don't live downtown.
But it survived. Downtown. But Max's has survived.
Oh, Max's
so much
is
changed.
A, Max's is honestly an amazing story.
It is.
Because it started as a little hole in the wall, right?
We should have the owner on it.
I know, to talk about
that amazing story.
I mean, that's what I used to spend like a billion
a lot
years
of time
downtown. Yeah. And that's where we always would go. I mean, you had the patio. You and I have both been there. Whenever I had, like when the Randolph Childress came in last year or earlier this year for some Memphis game he was calling, I don't remember which one, I took him to Max's because, like, where else would I take him, you know?
Downtown sports bar.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, that's so, and really.
One with some soul.
We really don't have sports bars downtown.
Because does Hooters exist down there anymore? It's gone.
Yeah, so Hooters is
and,
gone.
And it didn't, it was franchise.
You
it wasn't
yeah, you
soul
can't take somebody
there
to Hooters, bro. No. Like, let's go to Hooters.
Pretty much just take your adolescent kid for the first time.
That's right.
That's what you do for Hooters.
That's right.
How are you, Jason?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Hanging in there, buddy.
But Max's, shout out to Max's, man.
Appreciate you asking.
And they're expanding.
Shout out to Max's.
And they're expanding. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great place, great spot.
We should have them on sometime. Real talk.
Look, I'm like
reach out to them, John.
I'm like Luda. You know how I like Luda had forgive me, hoes in different area codes.
He was on last night doing the intros, I think.
I got a bar in different burbs, you know what I mean? Okay. I got one for every part of those.
How come you're not hitting Forest Hill Grill? That's in your hood.
I like Forest Hill Grill. I haven't really tried them out for a game.
They got a bar set up. I watched part of the Derby there.
You know, I have a very high barrier for, like, because I'm going to need to watch a specific kind of game. Like, you're going to need to be willing to put on Timberwolves Suns at 3:30 in the Summer League game, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do that? Because not everybody's willing to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, rest in peace, Nate Dogg. He sang on I Got You Know What's.
Man, Nate Dogg.
On that little song. I got. If you had, that was old Nate Dogg crooning back there.
If you had Nate Dogg on a hook, you had a hit.
Lost him in 2011.
I know, man.
Was it Regulate? Was that him?
He was on Regulate.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Look at Southern Illinois over there.
Mount up.
I'm proud of you, Brad.
Thank you.
I really am. I didn't expect you to come with Regulate today. But he certainly was on that, and a lot of Eminem songs, 50 Cent songs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're just kind of going through the gamut here. Yeah, we want to make sure we give everybody their flowers today.
Everybody gets flowers.
It's
with
great
y'all.
To give people flowers and respect while they're.
I don't know.
Both alive and gone.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Well, we've done it both today.
Because what's the good? What's the good in giving somebody flowers when they're gone?
They're gone.
They don't get to enjoy them.
Oh, it's sad.
That's right.
You know?
We don't do enough of. Giving it to them while they're here.
And that's why we do respect burgers.
That's
facts.
Why we've been giving it to Brent Rooker every day.
We have been.
My God.
While he lives.
Guy.
We're going to do it again.
Put Memphis on his back.
Woo! And I do not believe we're going to give that, I don't think we're getting a bouquet to Tuomas Iasalo today.
No.
I don't believe he's going to get one.
Sucks.
Is this our best?
No.
Never. I'm going to back off because it's summer league.
Well, unfortunately for you, you are sitting across from somebody who holds Summer League up like the NBA Finals. And I'm not the only one. Jemai Meshack said last night in the interview on the sidelines, he said, this is the NBA Finals for me.
Of course.
They were like, whoever it was, Brendan Haywood was laughing about it. He was like, light crowd for the finals, but, you know, we'll have to.
And we probably would have done that, too, to get that laugh. But what a cheap thing to say from Brendan, because he understands. He should understand the grind.
What a crazy
that
thing
represents.
To say, though. Like, what a crazy, like, it's literally the, you're like back to back.
Bro, he's just trying to get this two-way. It's all the finals for him. Could be finality in the next summer league game he plays. Now, he probably feels good about his chances, but I'm saying he ain't promised a tomorrow.
I suppose that's true. But if Jemai Meshack opted out because of COVID and just let Zion pull and play, he would get the two-way by default.
But probably.
I mean, he would.
Because there really is no need for Zion to be on the two-way
and
at this
stinks.
Point with all the ball handlers you have.
He's
right?
terrible.
You need to develop the 3-and-D prospects that you have. And
yes.
Your boy is active.
He was hitting threes last night.
And wasn't it something weird in the Alabama game that you asked him about that he did a whole bunch of something in addition to the game that I know he hit the half court, but then he had wasn't he?
Dude, he did everything. He drew a foul on the free throw line.
That's what I'm saying.
He
did it all for them.
He's really
acting to the
exactly.
We love him. We love players like him.
He's a Caruso type.
Well, is he a Vince Williams type?
No, he's going to be better than Vince.
Because we were kind of saying this about Vince Williams activity man gets his hands in the lane, makes things happen. Rebounds well for size.
Yeah.
You know, and a guy we looked at as 3-and-D and maybe still becomes that for you. Hopefully, hopefully it's there to be had and it happens quickly. But good for him. We said, he gets in a gym, you knock down 38, 39, 40% of your three-pointers, you come on in this league with the defensive intensity he brings to the table.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Versatility.
So anyway, we have a lot to get to on the show today. As you can tell, epic all-star game last night in baseball. Grizzlies played Summer League, and I've got some thoughts. We'll get into that on the show. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25.
It's the most important time of the year for him.
I mean, he's in the middle of Peach Jam, so he's nice to join us during Peach Jam. We'll talk to him. He's 1-0. Started 1-0 with an emotional victory over Bradley Beal Elite. You know, it's like that scene from Star Wars, you know? Like, you were the chosen one. He had to put him down. Had to put them down.
They got a real story to tell because it looked like they were on their way to a top seed in the Peach Jam. And they, you know how we talk about it's changed since John and I used to go and Hurd talked to us about this last week that, you know, you play a session there now before the top 24 teams advance.
Right.
Used to be you play all your sessions out in Phoenix and Memphis and everywhere else. Then the top 24 advance there. Well, now you play your five. You're there for 2 weeks, essentially. And that last session, they go an over.
Yep.
You know, blow the top seed, barely make it through. So you're one. Okay, now they're a five seed against Bradley Beal yesterday. They got no idea how they're going to. I'm sure Hurd had no idea how they're going to respond, even though you're hoping you get it turned around. You're hoping they forget about that poor, you know, that bad session. And yes, they go out and get the win. So I'm sure he'll have a story to tell, because whatever was said, and particularly at halftime, Jeffrey talked about yesterday on his show. I mean, on Monday on his show, they had that third quarter. They had a stud third quarter. And so hopefully it all shines and comes together, because this is the week. They're in pool play now. Top eight teams advance to the Elite Eight. Your top two in each of the divisions. That off to a 1-0 start.
Yeah. So he'll join us at 1:25. Looking forward to it. Should be a good conversation about the week ahead and more. So that is the show today. But let's start with what was an absolutely epic baseball All-Star game. We talk so much on this show about the NBA All-Star game and how it can be fixed and what needs to be done. And, you know, should they do what was our big idea? A one-on-one tournament?
Mm-hmm.
We had the one-on-one tournament.
And I think we thought about, you know, making it 3-on-3 or 2-on-2.
Yes. And now they're going to do the world, right? They're going to do the Americans versus the world. They're going to introduce that.
Talked ourselves into that. It'll be more competitive.
Now, ultimately, it probably won't be.
We'll see. Once Jokic decides.
Exactly.
He doesn't care.
Exactly.
No one will.
Yeah. And then, you know, Giannis is just going to dunk, and that's it. But we constantly talk about fixes to the NBA All-Star game, and you watch the baseball All-Star game, and I know it used to mean more, right? Didn't it used to determine home field?
Used to.
Yeah. And obviously that's a bit too far. Because it's supposed to be fun, not pressure packed. But it still clearly does mean something to baseball. Fans love it. Fans turn out in droves. There was a real buzz about it. And as it happened last night, it went to, for the first time ever, I believe, a swing off. Now, I don't follow baseball. I don't really watch baseball. I didn't know this was a thing.
Looks like since 22, that's when it was implemented.
Got it.
Because they decide, okay, these All-Stars aren't going to throw but an inning, and if we have an extra inning game that goes on forever, we're going to run out of pitchers. So it was implemented in 22, to answer your question about how long we've been doing this.
Yes.
Had never come to it, though.
Yes. Exactly. It was the first time it had happened, and it was interesting the way that it unfolded, because, you know, you're thinking, all right, Aaron Judge is going to get drafted, and then Shohei Ohtani is going to get drafted, and then it ends up being Britt Rooker. Britt Rooker hears his name called. Who I don't believe anybody has had a better baseball All-Star weekend than Britt Rooker. He got screwed he is basically my home run derby champion, really. He got screwed there, and now he gets drafted to the swing-off. He goes first, for the AL? He goes first for the AL and hits two of them bad boys. Now, it was interesting to hear the commentators, Jason, because to the commentators, this was the most impressive thing he could have done. I don't know who it was on the call, but they were like, I don't think you guys realize how ridiculous what Britt Rooker just did was. The fact that he hit two home runs in a clutch situation.
The first ever to do it.
Yeah.
There's never been in history ever. He's the first one in there.
Right.
First swing off in an All-Star game.
Yep.
And he steps up in there.
And I believe he won his matchup.
With Stowers.
Yeah.
Who was in for Eugenio Suarez, I think.
Yes.
Again, now, trying to get most of the facts right here.
Right. Rosarena screwed us.
Because it was new.
What a terrible selection that was. He only had one home run, or maybe it was none. I think the selections
were interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, the NL ends up winning it because Schwarber just goes yard every single time. And that's
on three.
AL's deciding batter was a guy I've never heard of in my life. I mean, I can't even remember his name, but he didn't go. I don't think he had any.
Aranda.
Aranda, yeah, I'd never heard
Jonathan Aranda.
Were you familiar with him?
I've heard the name on, you know, Van Pelt when he says that thing on Sundays.
Okay, yeah.
Finishing off the dishes.
Outside of that, it feels like I can't believe our chances came down to this guy, to this slappy. But anyway, you know, I mean, seriously, I'm like, all right, here comes Aaron Judge.
Right.
Who the hell is this? Mm-hmm. This is insane. Yeah, it was epic. It was dramatic. But the other part of it was, where were the the best home run hitters in the sport. Where were they? Where was Aaron Judge? Where was Shohei Ohtani? I mean, we got Schwarber out there.
Refusing to participate, apparently.
That is exactly what it seems happened. Mm-hmm. Because they were,
it's out there.
Oh, it's official.
That Aaron Judge and Shohei turned down the chance.
To be in the swing off.
To be in the first ever one. That they refused. And that's why Boone had, a list that looks like that. We love that he picked Rooker, and Rooker performed.
Yes, he did.
Local guy, but yeah. Of the names you'd expect to be up there, Aaron Judge, the guy you watch hit 35 of them things already in the first half of the season, I think it is, 35 for him.
Yes.
He'd be your pick.
I mean, how disappointing is that?
That's
like what we say about LeBron having never participated in the dunk contest. It's like you owed it to the game to do that, and you didn't do it. And,
interesting. Yeah.
There
are some. Is it more like if the All-Star game had a weird ending where we asked LeBron to go one-on-one real fast in a three-by-ones kind of deal?
Yeah, or something.
As opposed to go out there by yourself and win a dunk contest, right? Similar,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's
yeah.
more like that because this is this is a wrinkle at the end of a game. You're not asking Aaron Judge to go out there and win a home run contest like we had on Monday.
Right.
You're asking him to go out there and win one for the AL. Go out there and do what you do. Take a few swings, three. We're not asking you to go out there and take 50 of them like there was in the, like there are in the home run contest, to your point. Him and Shohei say no. That's the word. And that's because to your point, yes, why wouldn't Boone and the other manager, why wouldn't they pick the big dogs right there? Certainly the NL picks one that Schwarber, who wasn't in the home run contest, right, sat out of that. He's a guy that's done it before and decides, I'm going to step up for my boys here. In the NL, for the NL, and did it. So you're right. If it was LeBron we were asking, we'd be saying, we'll do this little wrinkle at the end of the All-Star game to win it. Maybe LeBron steps in and does that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he might.
If it's a one-off. Maybe he doesn't, though, because we know LeBron don't like being out there by himself either.
I don't know.
I could be giving him too much credit.
I also think as a baseball fan, the reason why the players don't participate right now in the home run derby is they say it jacks up their swing. In this case, it's only three swings.
Right.
That's
a big difference. It's not a session.
I didn't come in here on Tuesday saying where were Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani in the home run derby.
Right.
I understand they've been in it. They've done it.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it again. That's fine. It's like when it's something this dramatic,
this is your moment.
Baseball does this, right? They have this navel-gazing problem. And I feel like this is another example of that last night where it's just like this was so easy and so obvious.
Agree.
It was amazing without them. It could have been legendary with them.
Mm. Yes.
So there's some interesting info here because most thought, okay, well, maybe with Shohei and Judge, they were done. They wanted to put their stuff on and head on home, get on to the vacation. But Pete Alonso pointed out that the participants were picked before the game.
They were before the game.
By the managers.
Right.
And so they opted out before
they told the managers,
we're not doing this.
If it comes down to this, do not pick
us.
So
I wonder if they'll do it next time.
And Pete Alonso unveiled that sort of
secret.
Interesting.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like they told their managers,
from the get-go,
we don't want to be a part of this.
Wow.
And so, no, Brad, they will not do it next time. They will never do it. They will never do it. They have decided that when they want to go enjoy their break, they want to play their obligatory three innings, and they want to get on their private jets and move on with the rest of their lives. And I just feel like baseball is ridiculous for not forcing them to play. If you want to be an All-Star,
in the All-Star game, right?
You play the All-Star game.
It's just that simple. The way through.
You wear your uniform for 9 innings. God forbid we ask you to wear a uniform for 9 innings. Okay. Because that's what all the baseball nerds were telling me. Well, they always do this. They always play 3 innings and then they hit the showers. Like, how stupid is that? I mean, that'd be like Steph Curry playing 5 minutes in the All-Star game and then saying, I'm done.
We should be done with we're moving on from the baseball nerds and sort of that approach because like the Miz, Mizorowski, the pitcher from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
That's only had 5 appearances this year. That's the fewest we've ever seen. I think Skeens had 11, which was the previous fewest in terms of for a for an all-star starter, rookie all-star starter, just five. But baseball understands, well, that's who everybody's talking about right now, Mizorowski, the Miz. He's already got a nickname.
Yep.
Guy throws over 100. And once he got out there, we didn't care. We didn't care that this was his first one. He'd only been out there five times. It was wonderful to see. And so baseball's got to start getting away from the nerd stuff and the nerd. Our sport, our long, you know, we hold it above everybody else and get cooler. And one way you get cooler is you have the big dogs last night in that game, you know, decide before the game they will compete. That'd have been nice to get them to commit to that. But I guess you know, for the judges and Shohei's, you know, asking that of them is like asking it of your kings in the NBA. And I don't know how many of them would opt in either.
Yeah. So I was just disappointed. I was very disappointed that you know, we didn't see the best ones. But again,
I still like the end for baseball. Like, we're talking,
we've talked
more about them the last 2 days than we do any all-star festivities other than, oh, they need to change this when it comes to the NBA.
Yes.
Right? And I like the swing off.
Yeah, no.
Not
I mean,
just
it's
going
really
on
smart.
Inning after inning and watching, you know, all these pitchers only pitching inning.
Yeah,
you run
no,
out
it's, I think it's a great idea.
All the time.
You know, make it different than a regular baseball
like
game.
Like a penalty kick thing
totally.
Type thing
Shoot
in
it.
Soccer is what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's dramatic. And we're talking about it, which means it was a good thing for baseball.
In the end.
I mean, I even had to turn away from a summer league game I was watching. I'm like, I think it was the Grizz.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I thought you were locked in the summer league.
Because everybody was tweeting. They're like, oh, man, it's happening. So I'm like, oh, let me check this out. And it was fun. And, you know, Brent was out there, and he was doing a great job. And you know, the interviews were a little weird before because like, whoever it was it Rinaldi? Was it him? I don't know who it was. But he was like, how you feeling out there? And every single guy was like, I'm going to go out there and try to have fun. All right, go do that. You know, like
Roger said he was nervous.
Yeah, he did say he was
yeah.
But he met the moment.
He killed it, man.
He started the comeback.
Man, he's
for
a stud.
Them in the game, they were down 6-0.
Yeah.
Hit a 3-run bomb.
Yep.
It is pretty amazing.
It was him. That was his show for the AL.
That a Memphis
he would have got MVP.
Made that history.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he was this close.
He was the show on the AL side.
He was this close. So it was a great night for Major League Baseball. Could have been.
I agree with you.
Maybe the best night ever for Major League Baseball had it been the guys that, you know, you wanted to really see in Ohtani and Aaron Judge. But whatever, there's no use crying over spilled milk. It means opportunities for others. And Brent Rooker certainly was one of those guys. I don't know when the A's are moving officially to Vegas. I don't know what their plan is with him. But
I think it's 28, but I could just be pulling that out of my thought. That's what I'd read.
I'm hopeful that he'll be able to be the face of that franchise by then. You know, he'll be up there. He'll be probably 33.
Because it's Sacramento for then, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where they're at right now. Uh-huh. And
they're there by 28. I think that's what I read.
I'd love for him to be the face of that Vegas franchise.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's the one with the money in terms of the folks that they've paid. It's only him and one other guy,
right.
I think. So they've kind of done that already. And remember, he just got paid before this season. He finally gets paid in a way, John, you probably never envisioned when you're about to get. The Royals are the ones that really lament not keeping him. Because he has this big, huge breakout with the A's, and they're the ones that last had him, and sent him on his way. But to get paid like that, what was it 5 years, 60 something big, five years, 80,
five something. 60, yep.
Yeah, I mean he's and to follow it up with a year like this, so you show the folks it ain't no fluke, and you're the face right now of and boy did you make the Athletics proud this weekend with both of your performances. Dude stepped up, like I said, he's feeding his child. Some people criticized him for that. Are you kidding me? Every time this dude stepped up, he performed. And he's being a family man in the middle of it.
Yep. Right.
You got, what are we talking about here? These are as down earth and as cool as these professional athletes can get.
Yep.
Brent's one you should be celebrating. We do around here. Hopefully the nation knows it now.
Absolutely right, man. Absolutely right. So anyway, it was a really nice night for baseball. NL wins again. They have a chokehold on this thing. How many years in a row now is this? Don't they win it every single year?
Oh, no, I thought we turned it around.
Oh,
it's the AL, I think, that wins it mostly every year, and the NL got it turned around.
Got it. Okay.
But truly, man, put an exclamation point on that. Shout out to Brent Rooker for stepping up where Aaron Judge would not.
Yeah, you're right. It was the AL.
AL.
On the dominance.
The AL won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, 8 in a row, 9 in a row. Mm. Yeah, they've won like 11 of the last 13 before last night.
You know what Brent Rooker's got? He's got them, you know, what Pedro Serrano used to
do? Yeah, big ones.
Huevos?
Huevos.
Big ones.
That's that Memphis, bro.
Aaron Judge?
You're right.
Littles.
I don't want to participate.
That's right.
I've got a lot of home runs this year. I don't want to mess up my swing. Rooker went out there after the home run derby.
Fact.
True.
Yep.
True.
He is, man.
He's a gamer.
Those balls were no doubters,
too. All the
respect. When he gets the barrel on it, gonzo.
After hitting a 3-run homer to start the rally
Did
for
it.
The AL, he'll says, I'll step up.
Yeah.
Flick.
So how long is the All-Star break?
They should have gave him a co-MVP anyway. That's what they should have done.
This
anyway,
weekend, I think they're back in action.
No, it's done. Okay. We're back like on Friday. Okay. Yeah, I think we start back.
Friday,
we
got Cardinals play Diamondbacks.
Got it.
Good luck to you second half.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Jason.
Classy. Yes,
by the way, you know what I mean, the one player that did play a lot was Brendan Donovan. Basically, they were rolling with the guys who have never been in if they wanted to stay in, and they kept hitting. So, like, Brendan Donovan got, like, three ABs and two hits for the Cardinals. They just kept rolling with him. They're like, I guess we'll let you go since you hit, kid. Mm-hmm. You know, like, meanwhile, Judge and these guys are sitting on their ass over there, on the, you know.
Watching Brent Rooker do all the work.
Brent Rooker killing the ball.
And try to carry him through.
It's facts.
Huh.
John, you're on it. I mean, they need to participate. That's the thing baseball needs. And they're talking to the dude. I thought the talking to the dudes was cool, and obviously the Hank Aaron moment was special.
It was. It was. To do the whole reenactment thing.
That was beautiful.
I didn't think that was going to happen. That was really cool.
Special.
Yeah, it
very
was.
Special.
I don't think I'd heard most of that play-by-play, the call and all that, the way it was.
I have that part
do
of it.
Do you have
I
that?
Hear that, yeah.
It's gone! It's 7-15! There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron! The fireworks are going! Henry Aaron is coming around third!
Pretty cool stuff being back in Atlanta.
Projecting it on the field.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was really cool.
Yeah, they should have done like the hologram. Remember when the holograms were a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got mad at them, though. They didn't like them. So I would have done like a home run hologram of Hank Aaron at the plate. You know, I mean, that's what I bring.
I mean, they need the sensibilities.
I bring the vision. I bring the paint. I mean, it's just that simple. Anyway. Nice night for baseball. The Grizzlies are under 500 in summer league with their young players and with their actual head coach. How much does this matter? How much does this mean? We'll break it down when we get back. Jason and John, are you trying to?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. Well, one of the things that we've sort of been waiting on for years now is what is going to come of the Malcolm Dandridge. Let's back all the way up. Remember in Malcolm Dandridge's final year at Memphis with only a few weeks left in the season, right? He was mysteriously suspended by the University of Memphis. And I don't remember what the language was at the time. I guess it would be good to...
Investigation or something along those lines.
Yeah, it was February 24th, 2024. Malcolm Dandridge will be held out of competition indefinitely during investigation into his eligibility. Mm-hmm. That was the announcement. The University of Memphis is currently gathering and reviewing information regarding a potential issue impacting Malcolm Dandridge's eligibility and is withholding him from competition until further notice. To protect the integrity of that process, we are unable to comment further at this time. He never came back. That was like I don't know how many games were left in the season, but he never returned.
Right.
He was averaging 8-5 in that season. So if we go back, this will be an important exercise later. Anyway, the NCAA announced today that they found that academic integrity violations indeed did occur at Memphis when former academic counselor Leslie Brooks paid two softball student-athletes to complete coursework for and provide test or quiz answers to a men's basketball student-athlete. As a result of the violations, three student-athletes competed in 20 contests while ineligible. Specifically, the enforcement staff at school agreed that the violations in this case occurred when Brooks asked two softball students athletes to assist a men's basketball student-athlete with coursework for classes they had in common and said she would pay those softball players for supporting him. The first softball player went on to complete three assignments for the men's basketball player and was paid $150. The second softball player provided the answers to five tests and four quizzes to Brooks, plus the answers to an additional two tests and one quiz directly to the men's basketball player. She was paid $400 by Brooks. So that's what they found. That was the academic integrity violation that they found. What are the penalties? 2 years probation, $30,000 fine, 1% of the combined men's basketball and softball budgets, and a 10-year show cause order for the counselor, Leslie Brooks, who was fired by the University of Memphis, of course, at the time. If employed by an NCAA member school during that time, she will be prohibited from participating in any athletically related activities during that period, and a vacation of records for all contests in which student-athletes competed while ineligible. So for the Tigers, for the basketball program, here's how it breaks down. 2 years probation, $30,000 fine, 1% of the budget, and vacating the games, a.k.a. the wins, that Malcolm Dandridge participated in that 23-24 season.
Looks like he played in 27 games, so we're saying they won 20 of them? Does that sound right?
No.
It's 20 games between the three student athletes, yes, so yes. That counts the softball games
correct.
That they played.
I don't know how many.
And it would just be the wins because Malcolm right. appeared in 27 games. It appeared. It looks in 23-24.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his box.
Yeah. Okay?
Started 19.
Yep.
Appeared in 27.
Okay, so
we're not talking. That's more than 20. So we can only be talking about the wins, right? That you're talking about.
Yeah, because you're not vacating.
You don't vacate losses.
Yeah.
You're only talking about the wins.
Yeah.
And so what you need to know then is how many of those 27 games it should be in there.
So I've got the game log here. So it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 wins. Yeah. 19 wins the Tigers would be foregoing in this situation.
And there's one softball win these two.
Yeah, the softball team sucked.
Oh, I guess that's true. They only play, yeah.
You go back.
It's true. That adds up.
Like the softball coach's record.
So it's 19 games for Penny.
19 wins he's going to lose, yeah. But notably, no culpability in there for Penny, right? Not a lack of oversight, not a Penny was involved in it. He clearly was not involved in it. He didn't get any penalties as a result of it. Mm. So if there is good news in this, it is that Penny was not implicated. There were concerns about when all this was swirling around, there were you'd hear rumors, you'd hear rumors like, oh man, this is going to be it for Penny, this is going to be the end, la la la. And it turns out his hands are clean, and Leslie Brooks is the one who's going down.
That's good for Penny.
Yes.
What was that, like Arkansas? I'm trying to think of the 19.
Arkansas was in there.
From the Bahamas or whatever it was.
Right? Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot, the big ones, Michigan, Arkansas, not that many more, because obviously.
Because that was a meltdown of a season at the end.
Clemson, I think, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. If he played, yeah, he would have played in Clemson because he played 27. Mm-hmm. He didn't sit out to the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Arkansas at Missouri. A&M, you lose. Virginia, you lose. Clemson, you lose.
Oh, we were undefeated against the ACC.
Yeah, you're losing that. You're losing.
So,
that.
I mean,
you're still undefeated.
You're right.
Though.
The key for Penny is that he moves on from this unscathed in terms of penalty for him.
Yes.
As you say, that is important.
Yes, exactly.
In terms of his leadership of the program. That said, oh my goodness, if hindsight was 20/20, because I tell you right now, and I think we said something along these lines then when he was suspended. We said if this comes down and injures the program, if it hurts the program in any way, and at one point we were waiting on this thing like by the day. But what a mistake to let Malco come back. And I hate to say this about a Memphis kid because in most instances you like to give him the benefit of the doubt. And we can put this all on Malco, right? Who oh, by the way, the year before is getting into the fight with Kendrick Davis. That is, you know, the back and forth, at least verbally, that help you lose that FAU game. We had talked about it. Remember, he got in the transfer portal. Man was on the way to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I realized Penny needed another body, so there's some want-to on his side as well, it felt like, at that point. And we're talking about a couple different years here, so if I'm missing any details here, stop me short of this timeline, but it seems like that's all going back. You bring him back for that final year after he was in the portal.
Yeah, he was going to go to, like, St. Louis.
St. Louis, that's what I said.
Yeah.
After the Kendrick Davis stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And he comes back and does this, gets lazy on you to a point where... And I ain't gonna say that Malcolm's the only one doing it, but let's be real. Keep your house clean.
Yeah.
You get caught, bro, in the last year after Penny's brought you back. You helped contribute to a terrible loss last year to FAU, getting Kendrick all haywire. Man, it won't rue the day you ever brought Malco back. But maybe not, because for Penny, again, you can move on relatively unscathed, save for you just got 19 L's that were W's. You know, you like your record. I'm just saying, as a college coach, I mean, I like, you know, on my record, I don't like taking 19 W's and turning them into L's, but I can still coach.
Yep.
I can put this on the academic advisor, whatever, for Leslie.
Yep.
And put it on Malco.
I mean, it's...
Malco, man. I don't know how you... And I was sitting up here trying to maybe this young man's got a case and
right.
is getting screwed here. You know, we let's hear his side. Come on, bro, you ruined this thing.
No
coming
doubt.
Back.
Yeah,
you ruined this.
I
thing,
mean, look,
bro. It's just
the
truth.
The biggest issue is just it's embarrassing, right? It's an embarrassing look for the program, like that you had, like for the athletic department, really, not just for Memphis basketball. It's more like, my God, you had softball players going rogue. You had an academic counselor going rogue. You had a basketball player that was getting help. I mean,
it's embarrassing that it's out, but it's what you said at the beginning. They've known about this for a while. Remember, Ed Scott was getting letters when he was first getting in here, alluding to, you know, I don't know if it's about this necessarily, but some of that stuff. They've known about this for a while, and I'm sure the biggest thing for them is how do we proceed through it? Is Penny going to get any? Going to get hit with any sanctions? And so when he doesn't, there's still a, while optically, nationally, yeah, they'll take some egg on the face today, and even locally they will.
Yeah.
In the end, all they're concerned about, especially new athletic directors, can Penny continue, or does he have anything that's going to keep him from doing that? And the answer is no. So they're probably over there like, you know, hey, we're good because they've known about this for a while. Probably had some ideas in terms of the budget reduction. Was it 1%? So, yes, while embarrassing because the world's finding out about it, they've known about it for a while, and probably a bit, it's a relief for them that Penny doesn't get hit with anything that would keep him from doing his job.
That's right.
You know, bringing scholarships, those kinds of things, what a show cause for him.
Yes. Yeah, so if you open the report, I mean, it's just, I'm going to be honest, it's pitiful. It's truly pitiful.
It's crazy. Pat Forty's still working with them folks.
Yeah, no, he's got it. He's got it. But basically,
$400, man. That's what I saw.
The fifth year senior basketball player. That's how they refer to him. The fifth year senior basketball player cheated on the courses Intro to Film and Health and Sports Terminology. I mean, not like Algebra 2, not like, you know, Spanish 3, intro to film.
I remember saying it, man, because like I said, this is one that goes back with you to East if you were Penny Hardaway, Malco, man. So you got to look at your man like, bro, you get us caught with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you go back to East High. You get in the portal after the stuff with Kendrick. We're going to bring you back. And this is what you give me?
Right.
E2? Right.
It was from January 25th through February 18th. It was the dates that they sort of pulled, right? But there wouldn't have been 20 games in there. So I think they're just saying your whole year is done, buddy.
Who's out over there snitching? I mean, this is all in there. They got a snitch over there, too, wants to get us for this intro to movie. What's the class again?
Intro to theater. I think I took that at Memphis, by the way.
Intro to theater. Malco don't want to go.
That's all it is. It's like it's just literally like laziness. I'm not, because you cannot possibly need.
It ain't nothing but sloth.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just like I'm not. And honestly, that is where, you know, it.
That's where I go back. Again, there got to be some.
There got to be some accountability.
You brought this man back.
Right. Right.
He's your guy. That's what I'm saying. This is one of Penny's dudes, man.
That's
East
right.
dudes.
That's right.
And you brought him back on this. Now, you're not saying thin ice. You're not saying, hey, we're going to bring you back out of the portal from St. Louis because and you're going to be on thin ice. Because at that point, weren't we saying that Memphis needed another big? It kind of mm-hmm. worked for them, too, to keep that door open. But that said, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. He played some of his best basketball for you, to be honest with you. He had parts of that season that were huge
yeah.
for the Tigers. And then, but look at the way he finished off the last two seasons. The thing with Kendrick and then this.
Yes.
Rough.
Yes.
That's rough to have on your Memphis legacy stamp.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. Now,
and I've always liked Malco. We've had interactions. We've had him on the show. That's a terrible way to end your last 2 years at Memphis.
It is.
You just mailed it in with this class. Just absolutely lazy and sloppy.
I mean, you're a fifth-year senior, man.
And what, Penny's supposed to hold your hand, fifth-year senior? Yes, John's right. Penny got to have some accountability. You brought him back. This is your guy here. It's your program. And now, optically, it's a bad look for you nationally. It is.
Yeah.
But in the end, what Penny's supposed to do? This man's a grown man
now. I mean,
that's true.
To
walk him to the class, Malco, who's a fifth-year senior, as you say, fifth-year guy?
Yep.
Come on, man. He can't do all that for you.
No, I agree with you. Like, I'm not... Like even the NCAA, this used to be.
It's hard to get Penny. The NCAA determined he didn't.
Right.
You know, and we know. I mean, they give you if they can, they're going to hit you with responsibility when they can.
The
and
issue here is not rule breaking for Penny. It's discretion. It's like, why did you just? You know, he's not the guy.
The other reason I said though is because it's not just a 1 year dude or a 2 year dude, right? It's your guy from East that you go back with.
Right,
and so,
right.
And you needed a big.
Right.
So I'm having a real hard time squaring and just coming down all on me.
Yeah, no, I'm
especially
really.
When he's coming out of this with no sanctions.
Yeah.
But we said it then. Like, the guy screwed you when the Kendrick Davis game. Just getting into any kind of fight with Kendrick Davis, your leader all year long.
Exactly.
And you brought him back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, it's Malco, bro.
Yeah.
And Penny and Malco go back.
So right.
Come back to haunt you.
But, I mean, damn.
That's when you're just going to rub your forehead like and say just what you just said. Like, damn, man.
Yep.
Come on, Malco.
Now, again, in a past life, when the NCAA had teeth, this would have been a real thing. Like, this would have been like a.
Feel like they hit as hard and they hit the whole North Carolina scandal.
Yeah, it would stop this news cycle.
That was real.
But the NCAA is so toothless now. That all they can do is put you on probation for 2 years and fine $30,000.
And they couldn't have done the work on this. Somebody must have just mailed it to them in their laps.
I'm sure
whoever
they did,
that
yeah.
snitch was that's out yeah. to try to get Penny and the program and everything else had to be that. And they mailed it in to the NCAA and probably Pat Forty as well. Say here's a violation for it because you're right. This $400, man, nobody cares in the grand scheme of things. These players are making millions now.
Exactly.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
Boy, let's get Memphis though. We can still hit them. Can still get him. Get Penny out of here.
They really will not let up on Memphis, will they?
Here it is. So
it'll be the last thing they do.
Because they want Penny out bad, boy.
Hitting Memphis with probation is going to be the dying act of the NCAA, bro.
And they said the knife we're going to use to stab him is Malco, his own.
Bro, it's like.
His laziness and sloth.
Like, okay, look.
Oh, imagine, don't get more Memphis than that.
Imagine the NCAA as a dying human, right? Like, they're on their deathbed. And he's like, come here. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it'd be the last thing they say.
Hit Memphis.
You're right. And that's the other villain in this.
How you say? You don't hit anybody anymore. Oh, speaking of intro to theater, I do wonder what the Godfather has to think about. Like, what do you think the Godfather thinks?
I want to know what the Godfather has to think about in the intro to theater, Malco, Pat 40, and the work he still continues to do with the NCAA to take down Memphis. They are working hard. Every single day, monitoring classes.
It's been a while.
So they're clearly after the Godfather. They're going to try to get him on tax evasion. They're going to try to get him on class evasion, however they can. What does he say?
Well. Once again, you exhausted all your resources. You took 16 months. You tried to come for the Teflon Don. You said this was finally going to be the time that you nailed the great one down. We got you dead to rights, Godfather. Your player's getting coursework, and they're paying $400 on Apple Pay. We got you. No. Because when you're the chosen one, they can't be against you.
One.
The chosen one. Now listen, Malcolm. Intro to theater. All you gotta do is watch Casablanca. All you gotta do is watch The Matrix.
Just turn it on.
And you got what kind of questions are you even asking there? Who's the star of Romeo and Juliet? I don't know. I'm rusty. But
it's good.
Oh, that was good.
Because we hadn't heard from the Godfather in so long.
Because I don't know what emotions one would feel. It's like it's conflicting. It's like
crazy. The feds are still after him.
It's that, and then it's like, what a stupid thing to get hit for.
Oh yes,
what a stupid.
Malco's
what a, what a, you know like what a ridiculous thing to cheat on. I mean, it really is crazy.
And the show cause goes to the
counselor. Yeah, 10 years. Counselor. So, I mean, obviously, she's probably out of athletics, I would assume. Who's hiring her?
FedEx or something.
Yeah.
She over there throwing
Liberty, they do a lot of second chances at Liberty.
Maybe
Liberty.
Honestly, she got caught over $400. You're not even good at cheating. You're not even good at that. So.
Half of compliance is just going to make sure Malco's not on the roster.
Well, that's why they hired Chris and Kelly. That's why it's a good hire, right? She was in compliance. They bring her in. She's like, what?
Well, did we have violations then?
She's not
compliance now.
No, she's not compliance now. I don't. I mean, I guess the Wiseman thing. That was a blip. Oh. That was a footnote. That was a blip in the radar. We got past that. I mean, that was nothing.
She knows where all the bodies are buried. A lot of them.
I will say, like, Penny is the Teflon Don.
Yeah, they tried again, him and 40 and the crew, the NCAA. They worked together.
Many times.
I mean, he had this out for anybody, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, he had the link, bro.
Pat will get it to you as soon as it's done.
Oh, they did.
Direct in that inbox.
Bro, Pat 40 edited it.
He's been on this since they fired Tubby.
Oh. Yes.
Because he said they're going to get this clown show.
Now, I will say, we keep giving them reasons. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We keep giving them reasons to keep sniffing.
No, you know what, though? He threw us off the scent because he came on and said, I'm a Penny Hardaway convert. And we thought he was no longer sniffing around looking for the stuff, right? Because he said Penny Hardaway can coach. That's pretty much what he said. We thought Penny had won him over.
Right.
Still working behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Said, if I can get him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, don't forget.
If I catch one of these fools doing some getting some classwork done.
Pat 40 is a Louisville guy, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, you got don't forget. Now, when they fired the softball coach, they did not make mention of this, right?
I don't believe so.
I think because her record was so ungodly bad, they didn't have to.
Bro, that's what threw me off about the wins vacated, because they only had one.
Stephanie Van Brakel, pro throw. Oh, she left.
She's somebody's hitting coach or
something. She left.
Florida or something.
That's what they were 6-44 in 2024.
Oh, they've been horrible.
So, I mean, good news for her. She gets to keep five of those.
Because the two of them only played in one win.
Right. That is so funny, bro. Like, that is the ironic part about this. It's like, it's, the NCAA's like, we don't even have any wins to vacate for them.
Who?
What do we do?
Yeah, this doesn't even happen at JUCOs anymore, getting caught in this. What are we doing here?
Oh, it's definitely low
budget.
How are
they still looking into this stuff?
It's
low
budget.
What are we doing? How do they even have the energy for this? It's all about taking down Memphis.
It is, and specifically Anfernee Penny Hardaway, but they did not do it again. They could not do it again.
I think that's the take.
They dug and they dug and they dug and they looked for everything. That anonymous letter. Don't forget that anonymous letter.
I said it. Yeah. That's what they sent it. Ed Scott, as soon as he got there, he got one on his desk.
So they tried all these different things.
That's what I said. Who is the stitch?
You come at the king.
Who's the one?
You best not miss. And they have missed every time. They have missed every single, because there's nothing they would have liked to be able to pin on Penny. There's like lack of institutional control.
Oh yeah, they thought Malco was the silver bullet, one of his own.
There's nothing
back
they
to East.
I know like it's been a year and change, but there were talks at that time of postseason bans, things like that. I remember talking to people about this who were involved in certain things, and they're like, yeah, Memphis got a notice of allegations, all these different things. Like, it ended up being quite literally nothing. Like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, nothing. So
he just loses 19 wins.
So the counselor, right.
But he gets to go on no sanctions, no reduction in scholarship. And then what'd you say? It's a 1% reduction in budget?
1%, yeah. Between, you know, combined.
Between the two
programs. So 0.5%. That's a big loss for the softball team, but Memphis will not miss it. So.
And they have to vacate that win.
They have to vacate the one win. That's right. You know, that's like 25% of their entire season.
We need it. We lose it now.
So the two scrub softball players didn't even play in the other five games they won.
They must not have.
No.
They must not have.
Bro.
So.
Their job was to do work for others.
That's right. That's right. What a time to be alive, man.
Malco.
What a time to be alive.
If he's driving around somewhere at Dixie Queen right now, you know you wrong for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to see you around town, buddy. Malco isn't going anywhere. No, that's not like a threat. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Because that's the look he's going to get from all of us. No, like, he's one of ours. Like, we're screwing ourselves.
Yeah, it's not about intelligence. It's about urgency.
I know 100 other players have done it. I don't care. After Penny opens the door back for you, though.
Right.
And you got to finish it off right?
Yes.
All you got to do is keep your nose clean a little bit and get you on out of here, get you that degree.
Right.
Now, did he graduate?
I don't know.
Because you said fifth-year senior, or we say grad student?
Yeah, he was a fifth-year senior. I don't know if – I couldn't tell you. Off the top
do
of my
we
head.
Have to take back the diploma?
Saturday, May 6, 2023. Bill Hargrave walks with Bill Hargrave receiving degree from the University of Memphis in a graduation ceremony at FedEx Forum in Memphis, Tennessee.
You said that was May of 23?
This and is it
was
May the, of 23.
So he was a graduate.
He was a grad student. He's a grad student.
Okay.
So he gets to keep the undergraduate diploma.
Right.
This was
He did not get his graduate degree.
Yeah, he was a graduate in his fifth year of
competition. Because his last year was 23-24.
Yeah. So he got the one, which is he earned that.
He started on it.
Right. He always go back. Like a great story.
Now, you know you had folks doing your work for you at Memphis.
My wife definitely, I definitely cheated.
Did you cheat?
Oh, yeah, for sure. On math, though. Only on math.
I don't think you should say that.
I'm fine with it. They can't prove
John's
it.
A civilian.
Yeah.
He's not Malcolm Dandridge.
NCAA can't say anything about him.
Well, if Memphis wants to come strip me of my degree, you know, we can launch a 15-year investigation.
We can't. It's hard to, like, roughly judge Malco, too, because in the end, it's like,
no.
Why does the NCAA
That's
do
why I
this
said at the beginning
Memphis
of the show, like,
but still.
Or at the beginning of the segment, like, if you cheated on, like, college algebra 2, I did that.
If I
get it. I mean, I understand. That's hard. That's hard. Intro to theater, that's just you didn't go to class. You didn't do the work.
I'm sure a high percentage of them.
A Penny hater would ask you all this.
Student athletes,
do you think he totally knew nothing? That being Penny Hardaway. And I know that sounds stupid because we're talking about two low-level, like crappy-ass classes.
I mean, they tried everything they could do to pin this on him, and they could not find evidence.
Believe me, if wind had gotten back.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.